Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
My mother wouldn't ever let me babysit, even to this day, at 36 years old, old enough to have, I don't know, a 21-year-old. She will not let me babysit, and it makes me feel like I'm not responsible enough to be able to do things. And so to be sitting here at the board with my dream team right now, I still feel like, oh my God, what are we doing here? Why did they let us on the radio?
How did this even happen?
I don't know, but I'm going to go with it.
Good, do it.
That is the voice of the Stolen Colon.
Yeah.
Kind of.
The Stolen Colon rep.
Right. Yeah. StacyMoody@Hotmail.com. Still haven't received an email.
So rude.
I know. Yes. So rude. Chris from down the hall.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
All right then. Dustin.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm here.
It is.
I'm here.
A morning. It is a morning. Like, we couldn't just get a little bit of bad weather. You know, it's just really dumping on us. Is this what it's always like around this time? Okay. So I'm not going to complain a little bit
more. Yeah, it's just a constant sirens and rain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Like tornado sirens.
Mm. Yeah. So if you hadn't heard or if you didn't look on social media, last night's show, Buzz Under the Stars, went off without a hitch. It was beautiful weather. There was only one sunlight beaming down from the heavens, and that was beating on Providence. And we all had a great time, and nothing bad happened.
That's exactly what I heard.
Yeah, right. So, no, that is not what happened at all. Can we figure out the time between when...
I am almost positive it was 2 hours.
Wow.
I think we walked up to the front at around 7, and that's when Sam went on and said, hey, we're going to have a short delay. And 2 hours later, we had music again.
Oh, my God. So I'm looking at my... I know I made a phone call right then and there. What time was that? That was... Of course, it doesn't tell me the time. Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was about 2 hours. I am just so glad that we weren't hanging out down in the, like, VIP area when they decided to postpone the show. Because I know they would have made me go out there. I know they would make me make that call.
You're the newest.
Yeah. So I went up to last one. I was like, I'm not taking another bullet for this station. Thank you for sending Sam out there. I'm done being the person that gets yelled at and made fun of. But wow, it was a great show.
It was.
It was a great show. Originally, the lineup was going, the show was going to start doors at 5:30, and then that got moved earlier.
Mm-hmm.
All the sets moved about 40 minutes earlier.
It was 5:30, 6:30, 7:20, 8:20. And then it got moved to, doors were still 5:30.
Okay.
But then it was 6, 6:45, 7:20.
Yes.
I mean, it was, we were just trying to knock it out.
Mm-hmm. And everyone was looking up at the sky just going, this ain't good.
This is really
this ain't good. Especially Laszlo, who had to make the call. And then the big boss that was here as well, was there as well. They had to, you know, safety is the most important thing. It really was. And I don't care how long you guys have been here. Lightning is scary. Right? Right?
Yeah, and at that point, it's no longer on them.
Right.
It's on the venue.
Oh, really?
The venue can make that call because it's a little bit higher up. It goes into lawyers and things like that. So anyone who was mad at us, hey, we made the most of it. You should have come and hang out with us.
Well,
we had a dance train going.
That is until one fool from the station tweeted that that doors were open, but really what was happening is someone was being trampled.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So,
okay,
What had happened was... About 7 o'clock, that's when Sam got on the mic. That's when lightning started to happen around the area. And she told everybody to get somewhere safe, go back to your cars. The show's going to be postponed. We'll let you know. Check social media. So we, as a group, go down to the VIP and start eating. Because what do you do when it's thundering and lightning around you? stress eat.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And protect protect Chris's
little baby.
Yeah, wife who is with child. So then we got bored of that because there was no booze there.
Ew.
There was like, I know, there was just food and soda and water. So we could hear this party happening, but didn't know exactly where it was. So we all just decided to go in the lightning and the rain to go to find booze. And we went over to this VIP tent where a DJ was killing it.
It was hopping.
It really was.
And there was booze. Dance train.
Was it part of the show? It was just a random DJ?
Yeah, no. So they have a little VIP tent thing set up. Okay. Well, I guess it's not a tent. It's a shelter.
Yeah. It was a shelter.
with a full-size bar, and people can go hang out there. But it turned into 100 people taking shelter there and then turning it into a giant mosh of partying.
And a conga line.
And a conga line.
There was a conga line. And geez, and then I got locked in the bathroom.
Oh, my.
I got locked in a bathroom.
And how does that happen?
I just turned the thing and then it stopped turning, the bathroom stall. And so it got so bad that I'm looking down at the ground and I was like, of course this happens to me.
I need to make a phone call.
Our show. So I call my girlfriend and I'm like, I'm stuck in the bathroom. Can you come get me? Girl came running. That's a real one.
Man.
Came running. I like busted down the door and then finally could get out of it. But at this point, then we had been, the show had been postponed. It was still lightninging around. It would have been postponed for about an hour, I would say.
Probably around that.
Okay. And then we just kind of, everyone started to get a little antsy because the rain had stopped. And at one point we saw security go back to where they were.
The rain had stopped. So everyone is getting towards the front of that shelter that we're at. And obviously, we're not going to get in that mosh, so we're just watching.
We were still doing the conga line. Yeah, all of us. Yeah. Conga line until like 11 o'clock. Screw
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And then they moved the barricades, and this mosh of people just went out, trampled two workers there.
Yeah.
The Buzz family was on one. They wanted to get back out there. Crazy.
So wait, the one that got trampled, was that the one that was having heart surgery or something?
That's what I heard, yeah.
Okay.
2 days later, Wednesday.
So it was security. It wasn't like a person attending the show. It was...
Correct.
Security got trampled. Oh.
But he's okay.
Oh, well, good.
Well, the worst part about it is, so they trampled him and another worker, and all these people are running, and that's when they go, we didn't say that you could go. Everyone go back.
Yeah.
So then everyone's getting sitting back to the shelter.
Right.
No.
And then, of course, me, I want to be like the TMZ of everything. So I tweet, it's open. Get your asses back here. When it wasn't. And then Laszlo was like, wow. No more tweeting. And I'm like, okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Deleted it. But... yeah, so what we had to have was 30 minutes of no lightning, and then to know that the lightning was at least 10 miles away to be able to put the show back on. But then, dude, they opened the gates about 8:50.
Yeah, and they go, 1975 is going on at 9. They opened the gates back up at 8:50, and there are still people in the parking lot in their cars.
Oh, no.
Just booking it.
And even Maddie Healy said that he could not believe that many people came back to see the show. Because when they started playing and everyone came back from their cars, I also thought there was going to be like 100 people there.
Aww.
But really, it was full. It was full.
Very proud of the Buzz family. I mean, they toughed it out. And I mean, even when we were standing there, they were standing outside the gates in the rain for probably an hour just waiting for doors to open back up.
While we were drinking and getting locked in bathrooms. And the conga line.
I am utterly impressed with the Buzz family.
Me too. I remember looking around when the 1975 was playing and seeing how packed it was and just being like, I didn't get it until now. I didn't get the Buzz. I thought I got what the Buzz family was. I thought I got, you know, how tough Midwest people are. I'm being serious. I thought I understood it, but I didn't until then. You know, people sitting out in their car for 2 hours, not knowing if they are gonna have to go home or anything, and then coming back and watching an entire show. I mean, it's crazy.
We appreciate it. We really do.
That's tough people.
Tough people.
Tough people. I'm very, very, very impressed. That's one of those things that you'll always remember. One of those concerts that you'll always remember. And I'm so glad that so many people came back. Chris, what was your favorite part of it?
The people watching.
Okay.
That's my favorite always.
Were you looking at them to see who you would kill?
What?
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
I'm I would get my updates of what was going on with the weather and with the cancellations and with the postponement and with the set times. I would get that information from Dustin.
Yeah, I posted it, and then you said, no, maybe I should do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, where is he getting this information? Because it was right, but he was getting it. I was like, is it on Instagram? No.
No, Twitter.
Twitter.
See, I get all the notifications from the Buzz, and then I was just screenshotting them and then posting them to my Instagram. It's not like anyone follows me, so it's a good thing that you jumped on the bandwagon.
Yeah, but I should probably know what's going on. I was texting with Lazo. I was like, is the show back on when everyone started trampling someone? And he's like, nope, stop tweeting. I'm like, okay, all right, fine, yes, I will. But looking at Instagram right now, everybody just looks like they had the greatest time, despite the weather.
Oh, I love it. There's three pictures in a row, if you just search Providence Amphitheater, of Matty Healy in that coonskin hat he was wearing.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he skinned that before the show?
No.
Okay.
No. You think the same guy that was drinking a glass of wine and smoking a cigarette simultaneously while singing a song?
That's what he did.
100%.
That is talent.
Red wine.
It's class.
That is classy. You're right.
With a pirate t-shirt, leather pants on. Yeah.
Wow, leather and rain. That's bold.
Yep, that was.
I don't think he had to deal with the elements the way that we did.
No.
It's still, yeah, you're right.
Would they shrink?
Oh. I can't imagine, like, the stickiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've never worn leather pants, so I couldn't.
Well, Monday, you will.
I was going to say.
Writing it down right now. Wow. Yeah, no, just members of the Buzz family, either there's pictures of the 1975 playing or everybody hanging out.
In the bathrooms.
Yeah, a lot of bathroom pics.
There's a girl sitting on the floor in the bathroom.
I found one where a guy, it's his shoes.
Okay.
And he's talking about being at the show alone. So you're all like, oh, look how happy everybody is. And I'm just like, yeah, this guy's all by himself.
That's kind of how
that
I felt about poor Dustin yesterday.
Yeah.
Because Chris had his wife.
Yeah.
I had my girlfriend.
Poor Dustin.
I was riding solo.
He was riding solo. So I was like, I wanted him to dance.
Girlfriend had to work. It was fine.
Yeah. I wanted him to dance with my girlfriend or me, but then I felt weird. Where did everybody get the ponchos last night?
Where did they get those?
Yeah, text that in, please.
I could have used one or two.
Right. Yeah, your pregnant wife that we're just making come to the show and stay there and in the rain and everything. But, yeah, wow.
You know, if you just looked at Instagram and just looked at these photos, it looked like a beautiful, beautiful, sunny day.
Yeah, I'm noticing that. I'm like, well, where's the rain? And then you find the people who are
wearing ponchos,
sitting in their car, looking miserable and
wait a minute.
Sad.
Is that the difference between a pessimist and an optimist? The optimist has the picture in the sun ish, with the grass and the beautiful, and then the pessimist is just the cloud,
with this angry rain. Cloud.
Yeah,
angry little cloud.
Stupid.
Wow. All right, good show, guys. Very proud of everyone that went to that. We will move on from this, but thank you for coming.
Thank you for sticking around.
Really, really. And then we will talk about how Stacey knows anything about maternity wear, how the maternity pants feel. We'll talk about that next.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
I need a stick to push up all the faders with all the microphones now because I'm not alone. I need a stick that just does it all together.
Yeah.
Because I'm so lazy and tired.
Yeah, because pushing those three separately is really difficult. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I feel for you.
All right. Remember when you were talking about taking a date to a crematorium? Chris?
Yeah.
It's going to be Stacey Moody.
It definitely. I'm not going to survive this show today.
No, say goodbye. Say goodbye, Stacey Moody. It is Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz, all having, except for Stacey Moody, of course, all having a little bit of a buzz under the clouds / lightning storm. So, nobody's asked me why I call it that.
Hey, why do you call it that?
Wow. What is the past tense of lightning?
Lightninged.
Is it?
It lightninged last night.
Lightninged? Hold on. Lightninged.
Lightninging. See, to me, I don't know, something happens as we know that I cannot pronounce amphitheater.
Mm-hmm. Ampla. Theater, because there's an elf.
Why are you saying
reason?
It wrong, Stacey Moody?
Yeah, that's right.
So when I think of the past tense of lightning, I think lightning. I'm a lawnmower that just ringing. That's basically it.
It just says lightning.
It was thundering and lightning.
Yeah, just one ing.
I can't stop at one ing. I can't stop. But yeah, we all have a little bit of a hangover from Buzz Under the Stars. Stacey Moody is here. Chris from Down the Hall is here.
Good morning.
Dustin is somewhere in the bathroom, I think. It's early in the morning for him. But last night when we went to Buzz Under the Stars, Chris's wife and my girlfriend got along swimmingly.
They did.
They really liked each other. And my girlfriend has had children. And Chris is expecting in September.
Yes.
So my girlfriend was like, I have so much maternity wear. I'm going to give it to you, me, to give to Chris, to then give to his wife.
Yes.
Because that stuff's expensive.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
But apparently very comfortable, Stacey Moody, because as we talked about this before, when we were off air, you had something to say.
Okay. Maternity pants are the most comfortable pants ever made.
Is this
like sweatpants? No. Yoga pants? Not even close. Maternity pants, dude. The best.
Is this because you were sent to a school for wayward girls or something like that when you were 16?
I've got
how do you
15
know?
Kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're like a puppy.
I'm a dog and I just give out. I get litters now. Yeah.
When you're not here, you're laying on your side. So with all your
I'm laying on my eggs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, eggs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hatch. How do you hatch.
How do you know what maternity pants
I had a surgery a few years back. I don't know, like 8 or so. And I couldn't wear a pants that hit my where your pants hit.
Mm-hmm. Was it a tattoo removal that you had?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
But and I had to wear maternity pants, and they are very expensive. But,
really? Like how much?
Well, okay, so I'm really cheap and I don't buy expensive pants anyway.
Neither do I. My jeans were like $20 at H&M.
I have leggings on. Like, come on. Stacey doesn't wear pants.
Stacey doesn't wear pants, everybody.
No. Or leg prisons.
Leg prisons. That's when it's nice outside.
Oh, right.
They're leg prisons.
But yeah, they have the elastic. What were we talking about? Did we move on?
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
Saw on Instagram, Stacey Moody, this past weekend that you were looking for the perfect patio.
Yes.
What were some of the suggestions that people gave you?
None, really.
Really?
There's the new Crossroads Hotel has a nice patio, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody say John's Big Deck?
So, yeah.
Of course.
I got a couple, but I was wanting something more like... nicer.
Okay. Yeah.
So
nothing's weirder than the fact that my father's name is John. We ate there and he made me take a picture of him in front of the sign.
Your dad is adorable.
My dad didn't need to do that. He could have had a stranger take that picture. I don't need to see him pervertedly laughing at John's Big Deck because that's his name.
You should get him a shirt.
No thanks. Do you think I want to see that in my head? I'm not going there.
Okay.
Anyway, so wait, what did you do this weekend?
So we went to a few different places. And one of them, we went to Ale House, went to a few bars, and made us at Ale House, and we had already been drinking a little bit.
It's my girl.
At this point.
It's my girl.
And
was this Cinco, or was it Saturday?
It was Cinco,
okay.
But we weren't going out for that. It just, happened to be. So we made us at Ale House, and my friend, my date, decided we wanted to play cornhole, and these two chicks... We're playing, and so we decided, let's go play cornhole with these two chicks.
Okay.
So.
Who hasn't decided that?
Who hasn't
Chris?
In
life? I'd love to play cornhole with two chicks.
Get over here, Dustin. Get over here.
So we're playing, and it's our turn. And, so my date is on the other side. We're playing, crisscross, right? And it was this side's turn. It was our side, to pick up the bags.
Did you give yourself names? Did you have a team name?
Oh, no. We should have.
Okay. Anyway, keep going.
Anyway, so it was our turn to pick up the bags.
Mm-hmm.
Me and this chick. Me and my chick, right?
You and your chick?
And somehow, don't know really what happened, I go to pick up the bags, and next thing I know, me and her bonk heads so hard that my glasses flew off my face.
You bonked
Man,
heads.
I hate when I bonk heads in church and I'm trying to pick up their bags.
Go ahead, you're playing cornhole.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
So someone got real high, and said, Blink 182 and Lil Wayne, that sounds awesome.
Mm.
And that's coming to town. September 8th at Providence. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. How do we feel about that?
I don't find this story as funny as you because I'm going.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Dustin's totally in.
I'm kind of excited for it.
Really? Oh,
can you imagine? Okay, for
everyone's
him, can you imagine the people watching?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Good call. Good call.
Yeah.
All pop punk kids.
Mm.
Pop punk kids.
This sounds like a Travis Barker thing. He's always into hip hop,
right?
Playing the drums. But wow, okay. So it sounds like everybody's going, but me.
Oh no, 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 no. I'm not going.
Okay, we'll do something else.
Yeah,
you want to go play cornhole with some other girls,
some other chicks?
Yeah.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
That's super sold out, Chris. I'm sorry.
Dang.
I'm sure you could get in somehow.
I'll find a way.
Super, super sold out.
I'm gonna have a clipboard. With some confidence and just walk right in, say I'm with the place.
That's it? Clipboard and some confidence?
Yeah, you'd be surprised what you can get accomplished with that.
Wow. True. Have you done it before?
A few places.
Okay. All right. I'm excited because that show's coming up in June, right?
Yep.
I believe it's very, very soon. So, yeah, we'll send you out there.
Good luck.
With a clipboard.
We'll see you there.
And some confidence.
We'll see.
No pants.
No pants.
Zero pants.
Of course. Or yoga pants, not yoga pants.
Jeggings.
Jegging maternity pants. So I am joined by Dustin, Stacey Moody, and Chris from down the hall.
Good morning.
This is my dream. My dream. I feel like you guys are all helping me stay awake because, wow, last night was a lot with Buzz Under the Stars. It was amazing. So glad that people came out. But I asked everybody to get a weird news story.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see who has the weirdest one. Coming up right after the Cold War Kids.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the bus. Jordan Silver and Friends news on 96.5 The Buzz.
All right, I'll start. Met Gala. Everyone always dresses weird for the Met Gala. That was last night. We had Katy Perry wearing a chandelier. We had Lady Gaga basically stripping. And then we had Jared Leto. Oh, did you hear what Jared Leto wore?
No.
Didn't he carry around a head or something?
Yes, a decapitated head of himself.
What a turd.
So I know, right? So the idea this year was campy, and it did not camping. Campy. Campy, which means unnatural or totally exaggerated. And the mother effer carried around, like, Chris, I feel like this is something that you would do.
I would do that.
But it was made by Gucci, and then when somebody asks him about it, he totally avoids the question. Listen to this.
Well, it's Gucci, and it's Gucci. it's head by Gucci. Yeah, it's a little bizarre. Well, it's Gucci.
That's it. That's it. That's all he says the whole entire time. Does not. I know, people do not like him. I was going to play 30 Seconds to Mars after this, but I heard that we are not fans of that band here. So, all right, who is next? Stacey?
I am next. So, a Florida man
gets
charged with a DUI after crashing his lawnmower into a police car.
Oh, we've all been there.
Really? I had a dime for every time that's happened.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I saw a news story. There's a local guy who has an app that is the lawnmower version of Uber. Where is it? New Uber for Lawn Care app rolls out locally.
Okay.
But you just kind of, I need my grass grown. Boom. And you click it. But when I read Uber for Lawn Care... I think of somebody picking me up in one of those things.
Yeah.
Like, that means you're driving me somewhere, not cutting my grass.
Honestly, I want that now.
Okay.
That's my main mode of transportation now.
A lawnmower.
Yeah. But
with the blades
driven,
down?
But getting driven, you know, I'm riding the lawnmower. If someone else is driving it.
Is there? How?
There's a back seat.
There is no, like, sidecar.
Well, we have to make one.
Okay, fine. Dustin, you've got a weird story.
Oh, yeah. We're following it up with some more Florida news.
Always.
Always good news. Not the strangest thing that I've seen get pulled out of pants, but a woman in Florida pulls out a small foot-long alligator and also has 41 turtles in a backpack.
Yeah, take a listen to this.
Aquarium to them. Sell them.
So then the officer asks, well, is there anything else that I should be, you know, worried about, anything I should know about? This woman pulls a foot-long alligator out of her yoga pants. 41 turtles in a backpack, a baby alligator in your pants.
Okay, so how big of an alligator could you pull out of those maternity pants that you wore?
Dude,
Stacey?
At least 4 or 5.
Wow.
At least.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Nasty. Chris.
Yeah.
What do you have?
All right, I'm going to go ahead and say if I had a dime for every time this would happen, nobody in Kansas City is going to have a dime.
So it happens a lot.
Well,
okay.
Man charged with child porn.
Oh God, why?
Over sex doll that he bought to replace his dead son.
Why?
And so he, his son died about 20 years ago, and he was getting lonely, and that he thought a lifelike sex doll would be a companion for him. He didn't plan to have sex with it.
Okay, that was my question.
He just wanted it to...
Does he take it to the mall and, like, baseball games?
I don't know.
I hope so.
It sounds like Lars and the Real Girl.
Yeah, exactly. But we're talking about free expression. He said, I never intended to have sex with it. And since it doesn't actually involve a child, how can I be charged with child pornography? So they're in the courts right now.
Do you think it's in...
It's sitting next to him.
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and Friends.
One of the big news stories today is that everybody... I'm glad when it's stories like this, because it's not the horrible, disgusting other kind of stories that seem to be all over the news. So I'm like, let's do this one for sure. It is that yesterday, after our show, obviously that is the most important part. After our show, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle had a baby, and they announced it in the most annoying way. Just having someone scream, just be like, "It's a boy!" Like they were Friar Tuck.
Going in front of Buckingham Palace, and they have to say, "It's a boy," and they have to put the announcement. There's a whole line of rules and traditions that they have to follow before they do everything.
Yes, and I guess they still have to wear the pants from the 1500s because that outfit looked like a court jester.
Those people don't have pants now. Like, that's their clothes.
Okay. Do you think if they tried some maternity pants, they would be
into
it?
They'd never go back to them. Yeah.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Yeah.
So, Prince Harry... Do you like him more than Prince William? Is anybody?
Hold on. Who is the younger one?
Harry's the youngest one. Okay. He's the wild one.
I like Harry better, yeah.
Of course you do.
I know.
My mom wanted me to marry Prince William.
Oh, there you go.
Because we were born very close to the same time, same year, same month. And I was like, Mom, there's going to be a couple things that stop that from happening. Obviously, it's that, I've never been to London. So, okay. I got a little bit of Prince Harry talking about the birth. Take a listen.
I'm very excited to announce that Meghan and myself had a baby boy early this morning, a very healthy boy. Mother and baby are doing incredibly well. It's been the most amazing experience I can ever possibly imagine. How any woman does what they do is beyond comprehension, but...
Damn straight! How we get up in the morning is beyond comprehension, gentlemen, just so you know. Well, they have not revealed the baby name yet. So
Have they picked one, or they just haven't revealed it?
They haven't. I don't know.
Well, because Jordan is, like, really best friends with Meghan.
Yeah.
So she
Megs.
Knows.
Megs.
Oh, Megs.
You know, I'll text Megs right now.
Yeah, just have her call
Megs and
up
hair.
The line.
Megs and hair. Harry Meg, actually.
Harry. Ugh.
Oh. Sounds like no. Family Guy, doesn't it? No, I don't know if they've actually picked it, but they're apparently getting ready to announce it. And I wanted to, before they do, maybe we should name the baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we should, I don't know. Will you put the pants on outside,
yeah,
Stacey Moody?
I will go outside in my maternity pregnant pants and announce. I'll have the trumpet and everything. Yep. Or this is the trumpet.
That's a trombone.
That's a trombone. And?
And I will announce. I will announce the name that we pick.
Okay.
So we have to come up with a name.
Okay.
Before I announce it.
We will do that coming up right after Shay.
Once she finished an 18,000 piece puzzle in 40 days. Wow. Someone really needs a life. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Got a packed house in here.
Yeah,
hello,
we do.
Chris from down the hall.
Hello, Jordan.
Hello, Stacey Moody at hotmail.com.
Hi.
Hello, Dust in the Wind.
Good morning.
It's me, Jordan.
How are you, Jordan?
I'm good.
And Jordan.
Well, I just realized everybody has 40 names but me.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Well.
Just Jordan.
Just Jordan.
Okay.
That's just it. Jack.
That works for me.
Pee-pee.
What?
That's her nickname. Oh, you guys didn't hear. Jordan's nickname is Pee-pee.
All right.
Okay, baby names.
Yeah, let's talk about the Windsors, please. And not my nickname from, like, 2 years ago. So... Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, Megs, they just had a baby, and there are four names that are on the top of what people are guessing that they are going to name, but they're so boring.
Yeah.
They're so boring. It's Arthur, Philip, Spencer, and Charles.
Duh.
Stupid.
So I think that we should name this baby ourselves. Mm-hmm. Chris, what line, like, how many people have to die for this baby that was just born to be?
In order for this baby to become the king of England right now, six people would have to die.
Damn.
That's it?
He is number 7th in line.
That's it? That's what?
I feel like in
that's
the,
one
in the
plane
world,
ride somewhere
to be a king and you only have to kill 7 people. That's not that's chump change.
I'm singing that song from Lion King in my head. I just can't wait to be king.
Exactly.
Do they have to kill Simba as well? Simba's right. Still alive?
Mufasa.
That is the Simba.
Okay.
Right.
He is the Simba.
We go. And his father is Mufasa.
Yeah.
Mufasa. So I found a rap name generator. And so
bold approach.
You know, it's me.
I went Baby Genie. You went rap name generator?
Yeah, what did you pull up with Baby Genie as far as names?
Well, Baby Genie you have to put in the last name and Prince
It's Windsor.
Is it really?
It is, yeah.
Did you just put
No, it's not. It says Henry Charles Albert David.
Those are all first names. Their last name is the House of Windsor.
Oh my.
Do you know my favorite TV show is Downton Abbey?
No.
I love this stuff.
Well, it says Levi Kevin, like Levi is the first name, and that is way too American.
That really is.
What's our rap name?
All right, I'm typing in Arthur because that's one of the top choices. Hard Fatal Artie, a.k.a. Juice.
Oh.
Hard Fatal Artie.
Okay. No.
Artie.
Let's try Philip. Philip. Sly P. Phallic Havoc.
Whoa.
I don't think we should call anybody that. Spencer.
Or everyone.
Spencer is Snowcone. No, Spence S. Dalla Assassin.
Oh, Lord.
And Charles.
S. Dalla.
Jiggy Charles Gunshot.
Yeah.
Gunshot?
Yeah.
Yes.
Stacey Moody. Let's see what happens when we type that in. Suggest female rap name. Stacey Smack, a.k.a. Lazy Z Squeeze. I'll take that. Let's try Jordan. Choppa J. Jordan Shark.
What?
Chris from Down the Hall. Suggested male rap name. Chrissy Love.
Oh.
Chrissy Love and Dustin the Wind. Slim Dog D. Dusty Pockets.
Dusty Pockets.
Dusty Pockets.
Dusty Pockets. That's the thing about radio. Everyone gets a nickname and you never outlive it at all. You just keep getting more and more added on.
I'll stick with Dust in the Wind because.
Dusty Pockets is so your name now. DP?
One time, she developed carpal tunnel from writing in her journal about how much she hated her ex. Jordan Silver and Friends.
How's the bang over? Wow. How's the bang over, Stacey? What did you say?
What? The bang over?
The bang over from last night. When you go to a concert and you've been like dancing around and stuff like that.
Oh,
that's right. You weren't there.
I was at a concert, counts.
What? Listen, screaming in your car to Dashboard Confessional does not count as a concert.
Offensive, first off.
Why?
Because I don't like Dashboard Confessional.
Ugh. She doesn't like anything. Who do you like musically?
I do like stuff. Last night was Pup and Lawrence.
What's that?
The band. They actually played a new Pup on Friday on Laszlo's show.
Son of a...
Your buddy Snowcone likes them.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah,
I know it's good.
I did hear that on Friday. Yeah. I like them. Okay.
Thank you. They sound like... Okay. Pup sounds like...
A super emo band that you listen to in middle school.
But you won't
Not
listen to
Dashboard
Confessional?
Not super emo, but like a pop punky that, yeah, that you very much listen to in high school, middle school.
How old are you?
12.
Okay, just checking. No. Yeah, but Stacey Moody was the only one in this room that was not at Buzz Under the Stars. Buzz Under the Lightning.
Buzz Under the Clouds.
Buzz under the clouds.
Buzz Under the Rain.
Yeah.
Buzz possibly may have been canceled for a second, but it wasn't at all. I'm dragging today. And we have a show tomorrow. Morning. Early. Very early. Kegs and Eggs.
6 a.m. Bright and early.
Dustin's got all the details.
Iron Tom and Unlikely Candidates. Doors open at 6. First 100 people through the door get a beer and breakfast.
Actually, it's going to be the first... 94 people will get the breakfast because I want to eat some more than just one.
You're eating enough for 6?
You haven't seen me when I'm PMSing.
Jordan Silver and Friends. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit.
So many people.
Jordan,
so many
do you mind if I finish?
Yes, please finish
my announcement.
Please talk about the
Kegs and Eggs tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Yep. at the Riot Room. The first 100 people get a beer and breakfast. It's not going to be 94.
Yeah, I know. I got a text from the sponsor that said, B, you can't eat 6 meals.
No. That's for the fans.
Okay, fine. Fine.
I won't be there, so I need someone to take my spot in my honor.
He won't be there because he's going to be running stuff over here.
Oh.
Welcome to how you start at the radio station.
Yeah. So, Stacey Moody, mm-hmm. you're taking my spot.
I can do that.
Can I take your meal?
I can't fill his shoes, but I can eat his food.
I think I'd be that person in jail that's like trying to steal everybody's meal and then gets shanked or something. No?
Yep. You could fill these pants, Stacey Moody. Oh, you could fill these pants.
Yeah? Y'all is nasty. Y'all is nasty. But Riot Room tomorrow, all you have to do is show up.
That's it.
That's it. That's all you got to do.
21 and over. That is the catch right there.
That is true.
Or fake ID.
Oh, my God, Stacey Moody.
Nope.
That's on you, girl. That's on you.
The views represented on the Buzz do not represent the Buzz.
Jordan Silver and Friends. She swears to God it's a back massager.
You think I could teach a cat how to run the board?
Oh, that'd be cool.
With their little paws.
You taught me, so I think you can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, if Dustin can do it, a cat can do it. Let's be honest.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends. Joined by, oh my God, Friends, Dustin the Wind, Stacey Moody, Chris from Down the Hall. We're all here, and we picked a news story each to do at 8:10. I've got written down Game of Thrones, Wisconsin Costco, Judge Judy, and old drugs. Find out what those are coming up right after this.
Let's see if we can make it a whole show without Jordan making a Titanic reference. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Stacey, what's that song?
Loan Shark.
It's not
got my loan shark paid off.
No.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Dust in the Wind.
Yes, Jordan.
Does anybody on this show watch Game of Thrones?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right, so that's great. Let's report on it.
Yes, exactly. Because my Instagram and Twitter are blowing up because a coffee cup was spotted on a set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it made final production.
How do you miss that?
It's like a multi-million-dollar per episode show.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a cast member on there. He's not allowed to move in between scenes so that his furs don't move. Oh. And you miss a coffee cup.
Well, I mean, we know that Starbucks... It's everywhere.
It's been around for hundreds of years.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, there could have been like a really cool...
Since the Dragon,
Age. Yeah, Dragon.
They have a dragon drink, and they definitely unselfishly promoted that.
Maybe that's what they were drinking. What do you think they were drinking?
Was this a huge like Starbucks ploy?
Probably.
Oh,
everything is. Everything
bummer.
Is. Everything is. Stacey Moody, you've got a weird Costco story.
I do. A man in Wisconsin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like that?
I'm in the Midwest.
Just straight up walked out of Costco with 24 bottles of Hennessy. Like the video, the lady checking your receipt is just like, you can tell she's like, hey, sir, I'm going to need you to like pay for that. And he's just like, nah, and walks out.
He just walks out and nobody chases him down or anything?
It's Wisconsin. Man's
just trying to make some KCT.
Yeah, apparently.
I just feel like that is like the biggest gentleman on earth right there. That is a gentleman's drink.
Yeah.
Nobody chased him or anything?
No.
Literally, they're just like,
in the video, like the lady was just like pointing and like just and then goes, hey, there's a guy like walking out.
With a lot of Henny.
Not even running. He's just like, no.
Taking his
time. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. You can't get in there without a Costco card, but you can steal things when you come out.
Well, yeah.
Have you ever tried to go in without a Costco card?
They tackle you.
Yeah, I had a black eye for like a month. All I wanted to do was get 700 rolls of toilet paper for $14.99. But no. Okay, so this to me is a very important news story because if you've ever been unemployed, you've spent some time with the television program Judge Judy.
Known for rocking her same short hairdo for more than two decades. But look at this. Yesterday on the air, a whole new ponytail look. Some pointed out the similarities to Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yes! Oops, that's another part. So, Judge Judy her hair is long, and I almost passed out when I saw it. That's important to me.
You're going to be all right?
No, because I've been unemployed a lot, and that's my company.
Do you know how much she makes?
Yes.
A lot. Over $45 million a year.
You think her hair
to yell
better?
At people? I want that job.
You would be so good at that.
I know.
I feel like you could do that. That show makes me uncomfortable, though. She's like a little too mean.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No.
But
I love it.
She doesn't even let you start a story.
Yeah.
She's just like, all right, tell me what happened. And the person's like, and then she's like, shut up, boy, you piece of crap.
I control. I'm the judge.
That's right. Zip, 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 zip.
You're garbage.
Tell me what happened. Shut up. You're lying. I just breathed in. Miss Judy.
Judge Judy. Your Honor. please.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. And Chris, God only knows what you're bringing to the table right now.
Ancient hallucinogens found in a 1,000-year-old shaman pouch.
How do they know that?
They did a chemical analysis of the drugs in there, and the pouch was a fox's snout.
As it should be.
Even back then, they had the drug fanny pack.
A fox's snout.
Fox's snout.
What drug was it?
They said it was cocaine.
Shut up.
It was benzoglycogenin, bufotenin, maybe some DMT.
And some
mushrooms.
Are there drug sniffing foxes?
Also,
oh my God, stop.
With the stop. No, no.
Did you hear that?
Drug sniffing foxes. Because it was in its snout.
You're fired.
Her biggest turn on, estate sales. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
This is so interesting because I've had each and every one of you on this show separately, but we are all together right now. Dust in the Wind, Stacey Moody, Chris from down the hall, and me. And I've wanted this to happen for a very long time. And it sounds like the Buzz family's into it.
I'm feeling the love.
I have officially taken off from the text line. I cannot see that. I cannot. So I gave that job to Chris from down the hall. Because he can filter in the good.
Sure can.
And filter out the bad.
Yep.
So I still want to live. So what have we been getting in?
Well, I love this one. My 8-year-old was like, why did they fire him? That's not funny. So I explained it wasn't a real thing. To which he replied, good, because that guy is comedy gold.
That would be to Dust in the Wind. See? When you made the pig snouting joke.
I do it for the kids.
You've officially peaked.
That's my peak.
Well, your 8-year-old fan there.
Well, that's the only fan I need.
Aww.
Yeah, 8 years old.
They can't text in and complain.
Yeah, for real. For real. What other kind of fun stuff
are we
getting?
Let's see. Jordan, thank you so much for stopping by and talking with us last night. I knew you were so busy, so that was super cool. Love you.
Oh, thank you. And then the next one's like, die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next one. And then it's downhill.
You're the absolute worst. Can you go away?
No.
What are you talking about? You guys suck.
This whole show sucks.
You should have never been born. You're like that part in Bohemian Rhapsody. You know what's funny is that I like their phone numbers pop up too, and I've called.
Yeah,
I've
we
called
can
them.
Call you. We've got like, your number. We see it.
Yeah, but the best part is nobody ever picks up, and then I'll text back and be like, call the phone line, and let's talk about this in person. But no, I mean today weather-wise crappy. Everybody's in a bad mood. But don't take it out on other people.
Maybe
put your head in the oven.
Maybe people don't know
turn it
this,
on.
So I'm gonna just as a PSA, if you don't like what's on the radio, there's this thing called turning it off or changing the channel. I know heads just exploded right now because
no, they did because they put their heads in the oven, like I said, and turned it on.
We need the haters.
Do we?
Yes, because that's what helps with ratings.
Does it?
I don't know, probably.
Wait, you're the beginner.
Makes my chest
you're the
hurt.
I don't know how any of that works.
Oh, this is what it's like.
I'm getting
every
heated.
Day.
My face is red.
Every day. It's like, die. You cool.
But then the one that said that pup kicked ass last night. So there's that.
Oh, good. Were they at the show with you?
I don't know who it was.
Get ready for that in radio, too. So you're just like, whoa, I'm not alone. I'm being watched. Someone's taking a picture of me at the grocery store.
In your sweatpants?
No, I will never wear sweatpants to a grocery store.
Oh, okay.
You have
standards, sure.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Pants?
Never. No, I want.
Okay, you know what? Try on one pair, and you will never wear any other kind of pants again.
That's why I won't try them on.
They have maternity.
Maternity.
Need to get me a pair of those.
Maternity those. Shorts. So when it's hot out, you don't have to wear leg presents.
Leg presents, that's what pants are.
Yeah.
Maternity shorts, that's cool. That sounds good. I don't have a baby in the oven.
Well, neither did I.
Baby in the oven.
Oh,
I'm tired.
Now you're putting babies in ovens.
I'm tired from Buzz Under the Stars.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Yo, is that Christina Aguilera?
What? The mic's on, fool. I was about to say, the fingers that you're using to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash your hand on the keypad. Simpsons. Yes?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh. Wow, I'm tired. Anybody else?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Doesn't count, Stacey Moody. You did not come to Buzz Under the Stars with us last night.
I was still at a concert. Hey, I drove further than you all.
You took a horse.
I did.
She took a horse named Lawrence. To Lawrence to see a band called Dogs. Puppies.
Close enough.
I mean, if there's anybody that feels us right now, it's the Buzz family, who are also slightly insane because they probably didn't get to bed until at least midnight last night. The thunder and lightning had to have woken everybody up 50,000 times this morning. No wonder people are angry.
Yeah.
Some of them are.
Yeah.
Some of them are.
But some of them aren't. And then we've got Jeremy over there. This poor, poor girl is so sick. She's so sick. But she's still going to do radio because that's what she does.
That's what I do.
Oh, that sounds rough.
Hi. Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I was yesterday at Buzz Under the Stars. I was like, oh, man, I don't know if this is really going to happen. And it felt like we had a bet on if it was going to happen or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, you told us it wasn't going to happen.
The thunderstorms were not as bad as I thought they were going to be.
They were pretty bad.
They were pretty bad.
But as soon as they hit, I got the phone call to come here.
Right.
So I was here during the thunderstorms.
With your dog.
Letting everybody know what was going on. Because y'all were just sitting in your cars.
No, we were dancing.
No, we were partying with the Buzz family.
Well, a lot of Buzz family was sitting in their cars in the parking lot.
That's right. And we had to
calling me.
Oh, shoot.
So,
it
happened. Looked fun.
It was so much fun. It was great. I can't believe that many people came back.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. And then we have a show tomorrow.
We do. God, I've got a really good tomorrow, don't I? Man. Mm. Whew.
What are you taking for this cold?
Whatever's in this mug. This is what I'm taking.
I hope it has whiskey in it. If not, we'll go
bunch
and get
of Hennessy.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's who stole.
That's who
a
stole
hot toddy is like the best thing for a sore throat. Did you know that? It's like my favorite thing in the world.
Mm.
Someone want to bring me a hot toddy, that'd be cool.
Everybody hear that?
Just a big bottle of whiskey.
We got plenty of whiskey. Nah. You see Laszlo's stash back there in the back corner?
Oh, I see it now.
How many days does a bottle of whiskey have to stay here before anybody can take it?
Oh, you touch Laszlo's whiskey, you are in trouble.
I'll come back with only
cut your hands
two
off.
Fingers.
Yeah. Oh, no. Hands. Hands completely are getting
hands
cut
completely
Jordan,
cut
you're not going to be able to make it without fingers.
Oh.
Wow, Dustin. Wow. This is what it's been like this morning. Dustin the Wind, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
And chatting with us. StaceyMoody@Hotmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Really glad to have you on. Chris from down the hall.
Yes.
Thank you for coming in. Jeremy.
Yes.
Thank you for existing. Are you ready for the 90s at 9?
Sure.
See, now I feel bad. I am tired, but that's it. I'm just tired. Both of my eyes are going wonky, and they're going, I look like my cat, but I'm not sick. And I feel bad for handing it off to her. Should we just go for the rest of the day?
No, I got this.
I got this.
She really trusts us.
I got this.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
I'm not turning you up until I know.
I don't know what that was. It was not serenading.
No, yes. Thank you for appreciating our love. That was horrible. Oh, so rude.
No, it's because I joined. I'm the bad one. You guys did great.
Thank you.
Okay, tomorrow, we're going to do this again.
Yep. Tomorrow.
I mean, not the show. I mean, like, not all those, but another show tomorrow, 6 a.m.
Riot Room,
Kegs and Eggs.
Yep. Unlike the Candidates, Iron Tom, first 100 people through the door, beer and breakfast on 96.5.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be there. I'll be here. So go take my spot.
Can I have your breakfast?
Yeah, you can.
Can I have your beer?
You absolutely can.
Wait, Chris doesn't drink beer.
You can have my beer.
Yes. What about your breakfast?
No.
Both of those are free. The concert's free as long as you're 21 and over. So.
Damn, you're good at this.
Yeah.
I try.
Impressed.
Wow, way to carry it when I am very tired.
And your eyes are wonky.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, but Kegs and Eggs, all the details, 96.5thebuzz.com. You can just show up and get in.
That's it.
6 o'clock tomorrow morning, Riot Room. Want to see you there. Iron Tom and this band, Unlike the Candidates, with a word I could not spell in the system, so I had to start searching Unlikely Candidates. Novocaine.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.